This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Join us today as Talia Eckstein from the Fellowship's Four Zion community shares her insights about the incredible history of Israel and her reflections about life in this great land that both Christians and Jews call holy.
When the sun has set on Saturday evening and the Sabbath has departed, my family performs what I believe to be one of the most beautiful of all the Jewish traditions, the Havdalah ceremony. The Hebrew word Havdalah means separation, signifying the separation between the holy and the mundane, between light and dark, between the sacred and the profane, and between Sabbath and the weekday. It is meant to give us comfort as we mourn the passing of Sabbath until the coming week. The Havdalah ceremony utilizes each of our five senses. We turn down the lights and make a blessing on a multi-wick candle to commemorate the creation of fire, thanking God for its illuminating powers. We make a blessing and smell aromatic herbs, whose fragrance is meant to invigorate and soothe our souls as the Sabbath departs. We make a blessing and drink from a cup of wine or grape juice. And of course, we listen to the beautiful words of prayer, which are often sung. Some of my strongest memories from my childhood are from performing this powerful ritual. I still get chills when I make Havdalah for my own children and sing it in the melody of my youth. Blessed are you, Hashem our God, ruler of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine, creator of many kinds of spices, creator of the fire's light. This is Talia Eckstein.
To learn more about the Fellowship's Four Zion community or to sign up for their monthly newsletter, visit facebook.com/4ZionOnline.